Reggie. I'm Alexa.
And I am Nicole.
What up, girl?
Hey.
Bulletin board time.
Get into it.
We're going to get into it because we have a very short episode for you guys, so we're going to make it even shorter.
It's going to be that short. It's going to be the right level of short.
It's going to be medium, maybe.
After a very long episode on both.
So long.
Black China Kardashians and Johnny and Amber.
Both very long episodes.
They were long ones.
Thanks for bearing with us, people. This one should be much shorter. And by that, it'll still probably be like less, little under an hour.
It'll still be juicy, though.
TBD. Okay. For all of our original listeners, shocking news, we have a Patreon. For new folks, we have a Patreon. Have we mentioned that we have a Patreon? We just wanted to let you know, Patreon. We have great stuff there. Go check it out. There's a link in our show notes. We have uncut episodes, which means you get to hear us talk longer, and who doesn't want some of that? We have community hub stuff, behind the scenes footage. We have polls where we chit chat more. And who doesn't want to chit chat with your best gals, huh? I know
with
I
your
do.
Favorite people ever.
Ever. In perpetuity.
In perpetuity.
And we have minisodes, which we release along with our main episodes. And we just cover some fun stuff, usually legal related, but not always. And they're just more opportunities to share some shits and giggles with us. So go check it out.
And judginess, as always.
And then we have to mention, people, get ready. We are going to go on a little summer breaky poo because, you know, we need to rejuvenate. Mm-hmm. We need to sunbathe. We need to just get our lives together, really. So it's looking like we're going to be off from mid-June to mid-July. We will say that if you join our Patreon, we will still be posting stuff every single week. Throughout.
Because we love our patrons, so of course we continue to give them content even when we're on break.
Yeah, and because you guys pay us, so of course we have to give you something.
That part too. Mostly because we love you, though.
But yeah, it's a lot of love, but mostly money for me. Okay. I'm going to be honest. Okay. It's a lot of love, mm-hmm. but a lot of desire for the money. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just going to be honest. Okay, so go check it out, people. And with that, we need to get to our patron-only segment. All right, everybody. Well,
we're back.
That concludes our patron only section. So if you want to hear about weddings, go listen in. We got to talk about today's episode. The topic we are going to be covering: A$AP Rocky, who I feel like really scored in a lot of people's minds because he is not only Rihanna's, they're not possibly engaged, boyfriend at the least, perhaps fiance. Rumors are speculating as we speak, but he's also the baby daddy.
I think they're engaged.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're pregnant. So do you hate when people say they are pregnant? By the way, I know some people get really annoyed with that. It's like they are not pregnant; she is pregnant.
I don't really mind.
They are pregnant. Yeah,
I feel like my husband would actually mind more than I do. If you said that my husband was pregnant, I wouldn't care. He might care. Like, yeah. Obviously, wouldn't be saying he's pregnant.
I guess I
right?
would never be like, your husband's pregnant.
You,
I would say they're
like, you guys
pregnant.
Are pregnant.
Yeah.
Then he would probably be like, no thanks. If I were having a bad day, I too would be like, fuck off.
Okay.
You are not doing shit.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. You know? Makes sense. Yeah. Well, with that, you want to tell us about our boy A$AP Rocky?
So, who is A$AP Rocky?
Peoples need to know.
His real name is Rakim Mayers. He was born in Harlem, New York.
Cool.
In his teenage years, okay, that was cool for you, all right?
Cool.
I know that was exciting.
Anything in New York seems exciting.
Yeah. In his teenage years, he spent time selling a little weed, a little crack, moving between homeless shelters with his mom and his sister, which is sad, obviously. Mm-hmm. He apparently was into music from a young age, but had a lot kind of going on at home and with his family. As I mentioned, you know, just kind of like bouncing around between homeless shelters, so it wasn't necessarily his sole focus in like his younger days. So eventually, to kind of help his family and stay afloat, he continues to sell crack, essentially, and ends up getting arrested for selling crack in 2015, and then ends up spending some time in jail at Rikers in New York City for dealing. Mm. Rikers is frequently featured on Law & Order SVU.
I was going to say, I've definitely heard of that one.
Dun, dun.
Maybe that's why. I was like, why do I know
probably
Rikers? Yeah.
I mean, it's a big prison, but it's also...
I think it's SVU,
that's like where
though.
They frequently get sent on SVU.
And I don't watch prison stuff like you, so I wouldn't know the prisons. I feel like you would definitely know. You're like, oh, I know where that's in Greensboro. I'd be like, what? How do you know that prison?
I definitely know some prison names. So he ends up being in jail at the same time as the rapper Casanova, and he seemingly kind of had an impact on the way that A$AP Rocky was viewing his life and his career and how he would handle life after jail. So once ASAP gets out, he turns his focus to rapping around 2007, and he ends up joining the ASAP Mob, which is a Harlem collective of rappers, producers, music video directors, fashion designers, and more.
Wait, real quick, fun fact.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. I probably should have.
Okay.
But ASAP stands for Always Strive and Prosper.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah.
Just for anybody who else is who's like not super cool like me.
Thanks
just,
for throwing that in
just
there.
Just wanted to throw that out
appreciate
there.
Appreciate you.
Okay, I'm done.
Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. So ASAP quickly becomes a rapper to watch. He ends up dropping his own critically acclaimed songs and music videos. He was featured on many other celebrity musician albums and was kind of viewed as a fashion influence by many. And so, you know, around the time of his rise, he was definitely a lot of like fashion shows and fashion weeks and things like that. So at some point, he and our girl Riri meet and become friends. And so they kind of do some like cross collabs professionally, where he ends up performing on the North American leg of her tour in 2013. She's in his Fashion Killa music video in 2013, and the list kind of goes on. But they're just friends, allegedly, and separately like keep working and building their empires. And along the way, if it's of any interest to anyone, which of course it is because it's juicy, he dated Iggy Azalea, Chanel Iman, and Rita Ora, and then obviously Rihanna. You know, we did a whole episode on her and her Fenty dramas.
Right.
So if you need more on her, you can go there. But as a little tidbit, she, along the way of her career, dated Chris Brown, Drake, Matt Kemp, and the very sexy billionaire whose name I can't remember.
I didn't even know she dated a billionaire.
Oh, yeah, girl.
I don't really pay attention to...
Oh, yeah. She was getting that billionaire money.
Were you disappointed when they broke up?
I mean, I don't know. Ooh. I'm always, like, on the fence because I feel that if you're that kind of person, like Rihanna, who's uh-huh. just so big and famous and has to travel so frequently uh-huh. and, like, be on the road, I almost feel that sometimes you need somebody who can understand that life.
Mm.
Where I would imagine that he's a billionaire, and so he's probably, like, you know, running businesses and things.
Hasan Jameel?
Yeah.
Oh, he's pretty good looking. Oh, I haven't looked him up.
Good looking man.
He has some great facial hair. Mm-hmm. He has some great hair in general. Okay. I could use some of that hair on the top of my head.
He's got strong hair.
I don't need
tall.
The beard.
He's,
he is tall.
He's got a nice complexion.
Do we know why they broke up? I mean, sorry. I'm happy for you, ASAP Rocky.
Allegedly, the tempers just, like, didn't work out next to each other.
Okay.
There was this one picture, I'll never forget, where she was, like, cussing him out. But it was, really? Like, you know, it was, like, a bad bitch cuss out. Like, she was, like, pointing a finger in his face. And I was, like, well, I've been
I'm
there
Googling
before.
That right now.
Understand what that's, like, been there.
Oh, yeah. She's not happy, huh?
No. So do you want to tell us about Rocky's rise? Or do you want to keep looking up?
Yep. Let me go back.
The billionaire that you're
where are
never
going
to date.
Let's see. Where are we?
So they dated other people.
They dated other people.
Rocky.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, guys. When I see somebody with great hair.
Oh, I need you to focus.
I just can't help but be like, I wonder what his hair routine's like. Okay. So while Rocky is on the rise, he unfortunately stumbles across several legal issues, as most do.
You know what we say. If you're rich and famous, you're going to have
more money, more problems.
You need a big legal team.
More legal problems. Yeah. In 2012, we're going to go a little back in time, but we'll catch you up pretty shortly. 2012, he's arrested after he's involved in a brawl that took place in New York City. I feel like brawls and street fighting are like kind of his thing, unfortunately.
I mean, he's from the streets, you know what I mean?
He's from Harlem.
So like,
is that what happens?
I don't know. I lived in Harlem and never got in a brawl, but you know.
Never brawled in the streets.
No.
You're just brawling with city doors in New York trying to get your payout.
Yeah. Yes.
That same year, he's arrested for assaulting two photographers who took pictures of him doing illegal drugs in a clothing store in New York City. So he probably wasn't too thrilled about that. He ends up pleading guilty to grand larceny for trying to take their cameras. And as a reminder, grand larceny is theft of personal property having a value above a legally specified amount. Usually it's set state by state. The next year, in 2013, he's charged with assault after slapping a woman during the Made in America festival.
Great festival.
Did you go?
Really good, yep.
I never got to go. I wanted to go.
And you were going to go to Philly?
Yeah, it just seemed kind of cool and fun.
Oh, random.
Well, I've also never been.
I literally only went because I was in law school there.
I've always wanted to go to Philly for the cheesesteaks.
They're
so
phenomenal.
It just felt like a two birds, one stone situation, you know? Made in America festival, Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Anyway. The women did sue him, but they ended up settling in 2015. And we all know what settling means, people. If we haven't preached it enough, it just means whether he was guilty or not, it's usually just more efficient and cheaper to settle out because you just never know how trial's going to go. And lawyers are expensive.
And he probably sent some cash money her way.
Cash money. He can slap me softly, hopefully, and then we can settle. 2015, he sued by a former manager, Geno Sims, for breaching an agreement with damages requesting $300,000. They also ended up settling in 2019. So that one took a while, 4 years.
It's not that crazy, though, when you think about it, right? Because, like, what we know from our industry experience as managers can make anywhere between, like, what, 5 and 10%? 10% would be really high.
And yeah, sometimes, like, even 20, I feel like, because they're not regulated.
Right, they're definitely not regulated, but I think, like, the standard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And 10. So if he was truly this guy's manager and Rob, mm-hmm. and ASAP was taking on all these deals and not paying him the 5% that he owed, 300,000 actually doesn't sound that crazy.
I was gonna say 300 actually doesn't seem that much. No. Depending on how long he was repping him. I didn't look into it, to be honest.
No, this is not what we're here for.
Yeah, we're not here for
just
this.
Giving you the palate.
There's a little breadcrumbs,
a little charcuterie.
Guys. Breadcrumbs. Then July 2019. This is like the appetizer, yeah. I would say, to this episode. Yep. But it's a really hearty appetizer, so mm-hmm. you might be a little full when we're done. I'm going to ask you for some help once we get into it. But July 2019, Rocky's in Stockholm, Sweden, performing in a two-day music festival when he's arrested for assault again after he and his group, which reportedly included two bodyguards, are involved in a street fight, or a brawl, should we say, with two men. Rocky claims that they were walking along, him and his crew, walking along the street sightseeing when two men started following them and harassing them. And he says that one of them ended up picking a fight with his bodyguards, and he ended up getting pushed, and when that guy wouldn't leave him alone, he claims that he was acting in defense of his bodyguard and in defense of himself. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there's always two sides to a story, and then there's the truth. But other reports claim that the fight was actually over ASAP Rocky, allegedly, or one of his bodyguards. It's kind of unclear. Again, street brawls, they get a little crazy. And there's also, of course, differing stories about what happened. But allegedly, Rocky and or his bodyguard, somebody broke one of these guys' headphones. And one of them, the main guy, is this 19-year-old Mustafa Jafari. So we're going to kind of refer to Mustafa the most here. But apparently, somehow, Mustafa's headphones get broken. And he says that's what the altercation was about, that Mustafa was trying to, I'm sure, maybe get money out of them. I'm not really sure, but trying to figure out, like, what happened with the headphones. So Mustafa claims that he was beaten, stomped on, kicked, and cut with broken bottles while he was on the ground. And then I feel like you can get into this part, because I feel like you love a good social media moment.
People are just fucking stupid is what I always take away from this. So wisely, after this entire event happens, ASAP Rocky decides to post two videos on his Instagram. And so the first one kind of shows ASAP's team repeatedly asking these two guys to stop following his crew. And there seemingly is no violence. It's just like, leave us alone, stop, whatever. Mm-hmm. So all verbal exchange. And the second, it shows one of these other two men hitting ASAP's bodyguard. And there's also a woman in the background who's accusing these two guys of groping her. Again, don't know.
It's just chaotic.
It's very chaotic. There's a lot of different things happening. And so he captions this video in quotes, "So a few drug addicts are not my fans. We don't know these guys and we didn't want trouble. They followed us for four blocks and they were slapping girls' butts who passed. Give me a break," end quote. And then in a separate quote, he says, excuse me, that this guy hit his security in the face with headphones and then followed us. The second video was about 3 minutes long and includes sounds of, like, crunching headphones as the men are fighting. So, mm-hmm. again, very unclear who broke these headphones that were probably, like, $40 from the Apple store. But hey,
what kind of headphones are these? Are these the ones that you get free with your, like...
That's what I mean. Like, the $40 ones, like, come, like, wrapped around the paper and inside of the plastic. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so, as expected, there was a ton of criticism about ASAP Rocky posting these, as well as speculation about whether they showed the entire situation or if it had been edited to look more favorable to him. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, as we read that caption, right, like, calling them drug addicts mm-hmm. could be a bit defamatory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can. Unless it was true.
Unless it was true. But, like, do you know that it's true, ASAP? If you don't know these guys, then maybe right. they had, like, crack pipes in their hand. I don't know. I guess as somebody who used to sell drugs, he's probably
he was like, I know that,
intimately familiar with what
drug
addicts look like. But I mean, like,
yeah, I do know he testified. He said that he said something like, my best guess was that they seemed to be on drugs because nothing they were saying was making sense, essentially. So maybe that's why he thought that. But I think people are quick to say that and without really having any truth.
Yeah.
Or thought.
Any knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Really probable cause, I would say, for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. Not a great statement to make. Mm-mm. Luckily, though, this guy didn't sue for defamation.
He did not.
So we're all good. And then other videos come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they show... Tell us. What do they
have? Yeah, they show the bodyguard making the first contact between the crew and the other team. The enemies. Crews, you know what I mean? It's like...
ASAP's crew?
Like Romeo and Juliet.
Should we do like ASAP's crew versus Mustafa's crew?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So,
Romeo and Juliet.
The video shows ASAP's crew making the first contact, basically throwing Mustafa to the ground. And then you see ASAP threatening him and throwing him and then like stepping on his arm, along with a bunch of quite damning evidence on ASAP's side of things.
Yeah, it's not great. I saw one video, I'll say, and the video I saw was ASAP grabbing Mustafa and literally hurling him, and Mustafa flies. He's like a skinny, he's 19, he's a skinny young guy, throws him into the air, and he lands like on the curb of the sidewalk, like where the street and the mm-hmm. and the curb are, and he goes up to him and then he starts kicking him. And then you see the other crew, like, come and, like, hit him, too. So it doesn't look great. And mm-hmm. it's just chaotic. There's, like, a woman. They're outside, to set the picture, they're, like, outside of a restaurant. It looks like a pretty busy, a busy enough street. It's not, like, a bunch of people are walking by. But one camera angle, people are inside of a restaurant filming. You have a woman outside who I presumably is probably the woman who was claiming that these guys grabbed her butt.
Yeah,
it was, like, her and I think one of her... another female friend, and they were saying that these men had been harassing them and groping their butts, and you can hear her say that. But also the other thing I took away is that ASAP and his crew are speaking English and Mustafa is not. I presumably it's Swedish, but there was a big language barrier. Mm-hmm. And I think at one point somebody, I don't know who, was trying to translate, but like you're
translating in the middle of a fight.
I think they tried initially and obviously it did not go well. And that's where, you know, you start fighting because you're like, I don't know what's happening.
Like, I don't have time to wait for the yeah. translation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but you know, the language barrier, I'm sure didn't help anything where it's not. Like you can't communicate and now you're just physically fighting each other. This isn't great.
Yeah.
Anyways, something I observed.
Well, so Mustafa goes on to tell the authorities that he was only acting in self-defense after ASAP Rocky's bodyguard started it all by pushing Mustafa to the ground and grabbing him by the neck. In response, ASAP Rocky ends up arrested along with two others from his crew before being allowed to finish a concert just days after this whole like fight took place.
Yeah, not great.
And so the court thought that he was a flight risk or might try to tamper with evidence, so they end up holding him in custody until the trial starts, again, as well as the two other members of his entourage. And because of this, his tour ended up being put on hiatus. And so this also kind of causes some international relations issues. Various U.S. artists called for a boycott of Sweden. Trump, who was the then president, thank God no longer, tweets asking for the release of ASAP Rocky. And the former U.S. ambassador to Sweden speculated that racism may have caused some of this. But Sweden didn't really give a fuck,
literally, in
my most eloquent terms. They said that the courts are independent there from the government. I'm not really sure how that works. So the government basically couldn't interfere. Like here it's all, you know, one big unhappy family.
Yeah.
Of one courts and senators.
We're just
and
one
things.
Incestuous.
Like it's all disgusting.
Incestuous family over here.
So I'm like, I don't understand. Like what, how is the court just so removed?
I think that they were saying basically like no one's going to get special treatment. Everyone's treated equally under the law. Mm-hmm. So ASAP. There was video, right? You have security footage. You have people who were filming in the streets. You can clearly see that ASAP was part of all this, like whether he started or not. I think the claim was, okay, maybe it could have been self-defense at one point. But the video, at least I saw, he's literally hurling this guy mm-hmm. into the air.
Yeah.
And then he goes up to him and kicks him. So at the very least, if I'm a judge or if I'm a government official, I look at that video and I go... Even if the initial hurling into the air was self-defense, you didn't have to run up on him and kick him. And then two other guys join in and start kicking him.
Fair.
At that point, it's not really self-defense. So I'm not really buying it. And releasing him without going to court seems probably not great, is what I'm going
to
say.
And they did say that this is how they typically handle cases of that nature, to your point. So
they did. And I was just going to say that I thought it was pretty ridiculous that Trump was like literally tweeting at the prime minister of Sweden.
I mean, that was how he handled international policy.
Yes, that was. That was his
main. Hey, poot.
That was Pooty.
You up?
Pooty was good. Apparently he even acknowledged, Trump did, that he didn't even know who this was. But he was like, Melania told me who he was. And then I guess Kanye called him And he even added Kanye on Twitter.
For those who think that I can never criticize Kanye, FYI, I did not appreciate Kanye being on Team Trump. So hope that's good for you.
Are we alluding to a certain Apple review, yeah, my friend?
Was not appreciative of his red hat phase.
Yeah.
So
not the MAGA Kanye.
Yes, I can take a critical stance against Kanye.
But we're also capable of compartmentalizing and still nuanced. Liking other aspects. We are nuanced, folks. I think is the point. Yep. But one star for you, Glenn Coco, because we don't like your opinions. Okay, go ahead. So weeks later, ASAP's formally charged with assault, causing visible bodily harm. And trial begins on July 30th that same year. And the prosecution at this point was seeking 6 months of jail time. I think I saw that this particular charge could carry up to 2 years of prison time. But here they were seeking 6 months, and the victim, Mustafa, was looking for $14,000 in damages.
Completely fucking ridiculous. Okay. $14,000. If you know who he is, I'm asking for more than $14,000 in damages. I will let the court determine what the appropriate amount is, but I'm asking for like a million to start.
Girl, he's not American. At least enough
to wipe out my student loans.
He's not litigious.
What do you mean? No, I'm saying you go home and you Google, and you're like, ASAP Rocky.
Net worth.
I was going to say, as I frequently do, such and such net worth.
And then you take that number. You plus one, and that's what you ask for.
Yeah,
but I don't think this guy suffered too many damages. Like, I wonder
emotional.
Yeah,
I knew you were gonna do that.
Got stuck in my
head.
For
somebody who's not even on TikTok,
it's made its way into Instagram Reels.
TikTok, let me say that you're on it. You just don't use it.
I'll look at what you send me in the DMs. Yeah. My algorithm's all messed up. I told you it's all DIY stuff. It's not funny.
Weird,
but it's very useful.
Anyways, I would have sued for way more.
Okay, well,
Mustafa,
you're litigious. You're litigious. A typical American. Little
greedy little bitch. Yep, poop it's fine. Face. You can say it.
greedy little bitch. I said poop face. That's much nicer. So ASAP, of course, pleads not guilty. And the trial ends up coming to an end after about a month. And he's released from custody, even though a verdict had not yet been reached, right? The trial just ended.
Yep.
So he's testifying. His bodyguards are testifying. Mustafa's testifying along with his friends. But essentially, the court releases him because they say that they don't have grounds to keep him in jail any longer. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that same day, he leaves on his PJ, as my friend would say, his private jet.
I love that for him.
Because who wouldn't? And August 14th, just a little while after that, the verdict comes out and Rocky and two of the men in his group are convicted of assault. They're given a suspended prison sentence and ordered to pay $1,200 in damages to Mustafa. So
nothing.
Was $14,000. Now
maybe
it's
in Sweden. I don't know how
just
much
over $1,000.
Yep,
And it's worth noting too, he's not barred from returning to Sweden, and he doesn't have to go and serve additional prison time or jail time because he had already by that point served 5 weeks in jail mm-hmm. before he was released, mm-hmm. and. So if the final sentence was longer, he would have had to come back and serve. But luckily, he didn't have to. Yeah. He was good. Yeah. $1,200 I wonder what, like, the headphones. I wonder if that it was included in the damages. The $40 for the headphones and then,
some, stitches that he had to get or something.
So I guess it was really, like, $1,160.
I'm making shit up.
Yeah, why not? I guess, too, I wonder if the medical expenses there are much more affordable than here.
Since our healthcare.
Yeah, our healthcare here is, like, shit.
Imagine that.
You have to, like, we already have to pay a monthly fee for our insurance. And then if we get sick,
it's worse. I think you get, like, a year of maternity leave in Sweden, like, by law.
What?
Yeah.
We should go there.
Yeah.
Screw it here.
Yeah, it's really far away.
Shit.
We also don't speak Swedish.
We can work on it. So. Yeah, I'm really bad at languages, so yeah, we're kind of fucked.
Well, on the bright side of things,
mm-hmm.
ASAP Rocky and Rihanna start to date around 2018. They were first seen together at the Louis Vuitton show at Paris Fashion Week, but didn't confirm anything. It was around the same time as, like, this whole Sweden debacle kicks off, so, you know, fingers crossed that she was supporting him during that time.
Fingers crossed.
Hopefully he got prison calls and, you know, could ask her
conjugal
if she was
visits.
Up. I doubt the conjugal visits part.
Okay.
But after this, they did start to get more serious. So people basically continue to see them together at different events and on trips, etc., and they officially confirmed in 2021 for GQ magazine or, like, via a video, basically, that they were together. And then in January of this year, they confirmed that Rihanna is pregnant with their first child.
Ba-da-bald.
That's
love
cute. It.
That's cute. She's a cute pregnant lady.
Well, she's just like, her fashions mm-hmm. are generally kind of immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you digging
just,
it?
I love it. I like to see pregnant people just like owning their bodies and,
mm-hmm.
you know, not feeling like they have to like wear fucking tents and hide everything just because they're carrying a child.
And she's still like dancing and having fun too.
As she should. It's cool. An exciting time in life. You're happy. You're not hungover. You know.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess in
you're
theory,
eating good.
We could do that. We could eat well and not be hungover.
In theory,
but we're not.
But we still have the choice to be hungover. You know what I mean?
We'll never choose that life.
I said to say, I'm happy for her. I like her. I like her pregnancy fashions. I'm very happy to see her doing her little pregnancy flex. Mm-hmm. I loved the photo shoot where they first came out. It was so Harlem.
Yeah.
They were like under New York Bridge in Harlem. She's wearing it like a Chanel coat. It was fabulous.
It was nice. It's very cute. They look very happy from the pictures that we see because, you know, we know them so personally. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that brings us to now because there's a little bit more drums. We're not done here.
It's not over.
April 20th of this year, Rocky and Rihanna, R&R, arrive at LAX on, of course, a fancy private jet because they're Rocky and Rihanna, after vacationing in Barbados. And as soon as ASAP gets to the terminal, he's arrested. Once again, people, he just cannot avoid it. He's arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon in connection with a shooting that occurred back in November 2021 in Hollywood, and he's taken into custody by the LAPD's Robbery Homicide Division.
Sounds very interesting that, like, serious. That's a division. Especially, like, serious. We'll get into the story and we'll circle back to that if I remember. But, like, that division seems a bit more serious than what we've got going on here, potentially.
Very serious. Robbery Homicide?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like an SVU unit.
No. Well, yeah, no.
Type. I mean, that it sounds so serious.
Like, it would have its own Law and Order
you should,
show.
Yeah, you would. Yes, thank you. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah,
thank
you. It's okay.
You know me. And I actually was surprised that the media outlets didn't report on this sooner, but it seems that police were working to identify the shooter. And once they had a hunch it was Rocky, they actually started surveilling him. So I think the whole point was, because a lot of people were like, well, how come we didn't hear about this back in November? Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't know that it was ASAP.
They're trying to keep it under wraps.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
So the day in question was November 6, 2021. ASAP, and again, two of his entourage, ASAP.
If it's
the
same two
guys... My dude, you gotta
switch it up.
You gotta exchange them, man. You just go get an exchange. Go to your local Macy's.
I hope the return policy is good.
Yeah, because guy, they're just getting you into troubles.
Yeah, it's not
or
good.
You or you need to bring people who will not let you fight. You don't need to fight anymore.
Maybe therapy ASAP.
So they run into a man late in the evening. I think it was like 10 p.m., 10:30. I don't know exactly when the call came in, but it was like around that time. And they get into an argument again. The victim here later told police that ASAP approached him with a handgun on the street.
Casual.
Not great.
No.
That's
not
a deadly
good start
weapon,
to the story.
So the argument eventually escalates, and the victim says that ASAP shot at him 3 to 4 times and said that one of the bullets grazed his left hand. So, okay.
Minor injury.
Shoot. Okay, yes. But like
yes, you've been shot. You know what I mean? But you can still use that hand.
I would totally milk that, too.
Well, first of all, you're like, horrible at, like, blood and incident.
I've been shot.
So you would be...
I would call you up. I'd be like, girl, I literally... This guy just shot at me 3 to 4 times. I've been shot. And you'd be like, what happened?
You'd be really fucking dramatic about
it. And I'd be
it.
Like, bring a Band-Aid. And you'd be like, girl, don't you need the hospital? I'd be like, no, girl, it's fine. It's like a paper cut. He alleges that ASAP and his people ran away right after this. And the victim said that he went to the hospital for treatment and reported the incident to the authorities. And of course, you know, when hospitals get gunshot wounds, I mean, as minor as this seems, we shouldn't laugh. We shouldn't make, this isn't funny.
I know, I'm sorry. Just when you say that it grazed his hand.
It did graze his hand. That's what the police report said.
All right.
It was a little graze. Have you seen, is it Couples Retreat? No, which there's a movie that I'm thinking about where they say that they got a shark attack and it was like a little, it's Couples Retreat. Have you seen that one?
No.
Yeah, it's cheesy. I don't know if it's your thing, but it's a funny rom-com in my world. And the guy, I think it's Vince Vaughn's character. They're swimming. You know, it's like a couple, it's like a sandals.
I do love Vince Vaughn.
It's pretty funny. So Vince Vaughn is doing like, he gets dragged by his wife to this couples retreat. That's the whole point, right? And they're swimming in the ocean. They're looking at fish. And then all of a sudden this like shark comes, but it's like a baby shark.
Uh-huh.
And everyone starts freaking out. And the chum, they were feeding like dolphins or whatever. That gets dumped in. So he's freaking out. And the shark ends up, he's like, oh, I got attacked. Turns out it was like a baby shark. And it ends up like grazing him, gives like a 2-inch scratch. He ends up milking it for the rest of the trip. And he's like, I got shark attacked. And the wife is like, you barely got hit. And then he gets mad at her and leaves. So
that's
anyway.
That's what I feel like saying to this guy.
I'm not going to lie. That's the scene that came to mind. But hey, this guy's okay. That's all that matters. And you shouldn't be shooting a gun. All right? See, we're serious here. You
depends
don't shoot a gun. Because we don't know if those 3 to 4 bullets could have done worse.
They could have. Fair enough.
I don't know if they were warning shots. I don't know what was happening. But okay, back to this. And no, we keep referring to the person here as the victim because their name has not been released. But by all reports, including the LAPD statement, this victim and ASAP seem to have known each other because they were described as acquaintances.
So this guy's a snitch is what I'm hearing.
I mean, he had to go to the hospital for the grazed hand.
I would have been like, I don't know what happened. My bad.
Okay, it says grazed, but like, what if a chunk of his hand? We don't know. He probably had to go to the hospital.
I don't know.
I was cleaning my gun and I shot myself.
I'm not into that snitch life. You know what I mean?
That's from like the streets of Harlem right there. That's how we live our lives, huh?
All right. So let's get into the charges here. So the charge against ASAP is assault with a deadly weapon. Let's do a legal primer, right? Assault in California is an unlawful attempt plus the ability to commit a violent injury on someone else. And then there's obviously the addition of a deadly weapon here, which in California can be almost anything that has the potential to be deadly or likely to cause serious bodily harm. So examples include knives, guns, baseball bats, bottles, vehicles, rocks, clubs, chemicals, vicious dogs, brass knuckles. The list truly goes on.
Brass knuckles, that would be my weapon of choice.
Throwback. And so the additional elements basically to prove or, you know, to get somebody, I guess, prosecuted for assault mm-hmm. with a deadly weapon include that person act, the, you know, the, what is the defendant?
The defendant.
The perpetrator. I was looking for the SVU term.
The perpetrator. Yeah.
The perp has to be yeah. acting. The act had to be willful. And I can't even talk.
They could have acted, yeah, willfully and purposefully. Is that what you were trying
to do?
The perp's act was
willful and purposeful.
You did it, sweetie.
They reasonably knew their actions would result in the application of force against another person. The use of the weapon would have to likely produce great bodily injury. But note, you don't actually have to cause that injury to another person because, like we said, it's just the unlawful attempt to do something.
That's the assault. Yeah. The battery, as we've talked about before, is the charge that means you connect. Actually.
Yep.
That's when those brass knuckles hit the jaw.
Contact. Yep.
Not great. So go on.
So this is typically brought as a felony charge, but the prosecutor could ultimately bring this as a misdemeanor offense. And in California, punishment depends on whether it's a misdemeanor or felony, which we've talked about before. So a misdemeanor for, you know, assault with a deadly weapon would include up to 1 year in county jail, a fine of up to $1,000 and probation. However, a felony assault with a deadly weapon charge includes 2 to 4 years in state prison, a fine of up to $10,000, or both imprisonment and a fine, as well as probation following. Plus, with either level of severity, whether misdemeanor or felony, the court could order you to pay restitution to the victim for your medical expenses, mm-hmm. whether that's like for physical, you know, therapy, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so defenses that one could use for an assault of deadly weapon charge would include the lack of intent, because remember, we said it has to be willful and purposeful.
Yeah, didn't mean to.
Self-defense for yourself, mm-hmm. or defense of another person. And so you would have to show that you had a belief that you or someone else were in imminent danger of injury or harm, and your action was the only way to protect from, like, that danger happening. And then the last one would just be that the weapon is not deadly. And so, again, that could be pretty hard because in California, you know, anything that can be deadly or cause serious bodily harm can be determined to be or, you know, deemed a deadly weapon.
Your fists if you're a boxer. Watch out.
So in this instance, ASAP Rocky's bail was set at $550,000, and he ends up posting a bond less than 3 hours later and ends up being released. As a reminder, bail is a monetary amount that you can pay to be released while you await trial, but then bond is essentially an agreement by a third party, usually a bail bond company, where they pledge to the court that they're responsible for making sure the defendant will show back up to court, and if the defendant doesn't, they will pay all that bail money on their behalf. And any money paid for the bail bond services is not necessarily returned.
I just think of that bounty hunter. Dog the bounty hunter. Did you ever watch that show?
Not really like my brand.
Prison. I thought it was prison adjacent.
It wasn't really prison, though. He was just like in his like Escalade riding around the city searching for...
Oh, my God. It was great with the mullet. You didn't like it?
No.
Did you give it a chance?
I did. I think I watched like one or two. Because, you know, it was always on that one channel late at night.
Was it
like back
for
when
me,
I still had cable?
Channel 13.
I don't mean the number. I mean like the...
I don't remember the station. I just remember the station 13 name. Yeah. I don't know.
Wasn't my vibe.
I bet the youngins don't even know what we're talking about.
Probably not.
We're like, what's the number 13?
Yeah. What's cable?
Yeah, seriously. Anyway, I liked it. I thought it was amusing because I just can't imagine devoting my whole life to like chasing people who skip bail because I'm like, God, I don't want to have to pay that money.
I mean, he was pretty fit, so I guess there's that benefit.
It's an interesting way to live your life. Yeah. Yeah, like you're just posting bonds, hoping people show up, making sure they show up, and if they don't, you just go hunting for them.
Yeah,
you're hunting people for a living.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Anyway, after the arrest, detectives get a search warrant and search his home for evidence. A warrant is an official document signed by a judge which authorizes police officers to search a person, their residence, their vehicle, or their business, or any other specified area if it's suspected of containing evidence of illegal activity. And note, a judge signs it because they're viewed as being more neutral and detached from the situation than the police might be.
Corrupt.
Might be. And I was going to say, yeah, you know, corrupt. I'm sure you can tell what our views are. You never know, right? They're just trying to do their best to be more detached. And judge has to have reasonable belief that a misdemeanor or felony has been committed and that evidence of such is likely to be found. Again, that's not always the case, unfortunately. You know, a judge could be corrupt, who knows, but this is the standard. So before you go criticize us on Apple, just know we're doing our best to give you the facts. And I want to take a moment here to note too that I thought it was interesting when I first read about this that they arrested ASAP right after he got into the terminal, because I was thinking, why didn't they just coordinate a voluntary surrender? You know, sometimes police, you can call someone up and be like, hey,
come turn yourself in.
Yeah, you gotta come in. Mm-hmm. You know, we're charging you with this. This is why. And then you can arrange for it. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, cool. Friday at 6 p.m. Let me get my affairs in order.
Let me have dinner first.
Like I need to go to the gym. Come on. But here, I think it's important to note that the police said they wanted the element of surprise. So they purposefully did this because they did plan on searching his home. So they didn't want to tell him. And this is sometimes why police won't tip people off, right? Because if you have a search warrant, you want to catch them by surprise, hoping that whatever evidence you're hoping to find,
you can't destroy or hide evidence.
Correct. It's still there.
His crew is also like known to be a bit of like outlaws and bad boys. And so
the Harlem Bandits.
Like, yeah. They were probably like, let's just keep everything as it is.
Yeah.
Pop up on him.
And knowing that, I'd be surprised if you did find that same gun there, because why wouldn't you get rid of it knowing that you just shot at somebody three or four times?
Yeah,
but hey, the police have to do their best, I guess. So LAPD finds multiple guns at his home, but they confirm that the guns found at his home did not match the gun used in the shooting, because they actually had shell casings at the crime scene. So they knew the type of guns they'd be looking for. And reportedly, the guns they found were also all fully registered and legally purchased. So good to note here. People.
Good job, ASAP.
Then it comes out that they actually have video of the shooting in their possession. I'd imagine probably from a surveillance camera, especially in Hollywood, there's a lot of those. So we don't know what's on it, but potentially it could be more damning, just as damning, as finding the actual gun at his house. Because I guess presumably if they found the gun at the house, if he wanted to be a snitch, he could say, yeah, that's the gun, but it wasn't me. Probably wouldn't, though. But if the camera shows that it was him and he shot, not great. So, TBD, people. The court trial is scheduled for August 17th.
This is not a great situation. I mean, Rihanna is pregnant amidst all of this, right? And so imagine the stress that she's under being in her third trimester, thinking about, I mean, A, getting off the plane from, like, their baby moon, presumably. Mm-hmm. Though I don't think you need a baby moon when you're that rich. It's just a weekend trip.
It's like your everyday life.
Yeah, you're like, fuck it, let's go to Barbados. But, like, she's so far along in her pregnancy and now has to worry. I mean, ASAP got arrested. He's obviously out now. But, like, this is not over.
Yeah.
The baby's going to come. Then he's going to have to go back to court. What happens if he's found guilty? What happens if this video was, like, horrible? Then he's likely going to go to prison for a little bit.
He could face some prison time, as you nicely laid out for us. He could face a couple years.
Yeah.
Not great, especially when you have a newborn on the way. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, he's going to say not guilty, right? He's saying not guilty. So we'll have to see. If there really is a video, we're going to see what that video says. And, I mean, the damages here, right, you got to think about it. It can't be too high. It doesn't mean that the victim's not going to ask for a lot of damages, but he grazed the hand. If he had shot him anywhere else and it did grave danger, I mean, it'd be a lot worse.
I think he has less to worry about from the stance of the victim and more to worry about from the stance of, like, the prosecution in the state. Like, we haven't really heard anything about the victim bringing claims. It seems that it's like the prosecutor who's, you know, super into this, which makes sense, right? If he shot at somebody, like, yes, you should be punished in some way. Also, ASAP has been, you know, problematic in the past. I'm not saying that you should be punished for your past behaviors if they're not illegal, but, like,
There's a pattern here. There's no doubt there's a pattern. There's definitely
assault. There's a pattern of violence, yep.
Especially street fights. Maybe you should just not walk on the street anymore. I know we're kind of getting into unsolicited advice, but maybe for ASAP, the temptation is too great to walk along the street and not get into an altercation with a man with headphones or an acquaintance.
So I would like to again recommend therapy. It feels like you've got some things that you might want to work through before you bring a child into the world.
I think so. Anger management, maybe. Mm-hmm, maybe don't carry guns with you because it's just too tempting. Mm-hmm. You know, until we have the self-control is what I'm going to say. Yeah. Especially got a lot going for you ASAP.
A lot. You're with Rihanna.
You're with Rihanna.
The fuck else do you even possibly need?
I mean, there's that. You know, just
that's really what
just
got
stop
going.
That. Yeah. That's my advice. Stop that.
Well, there's a happy ending to the story for now. As you said, court is scheduled to begin August 17th. Rihanna is due any day now. A few weeks ago, after he was released from the LA County Jail, whatever he was, she was seen watching his show at the Smokers Club Fest in Los Angeles and was dancing and singing along.
She was having a good ass time.
Yeah, so she looked like chill. And, mm-hmm. You know, we know she's not drinking and smoking, so seemed like a good vibe just naturally. Yeah. Yeah. Sadly, they did not go to the Met Gala this year. I was so upset. Like, this bitch has been killing the pregnant fashion.
I was really excited to see what look she'd pull out.
I know she wasn't, because she was like, I think it was on record that she was like, I'm not traveling. I just want to be in LA when the baby comes.
That's fair, though.
And so she was like, I'm not getting on a plane to New York and doing all that.
Imagine. That'd be terrible.
I also feel like it's just like a long night of like pictures and dancing and talking.
I imagine she's uncomfortable, too.
However, they gave her a statue of, they like dedicated a statue / made a statue of her pregnant for the event. I'm like, imagine.
That's nice.
Imagine people missing you that much that they make a statue for you. Love that for her.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I mean, she has shown out some looks at the Met Gala, so
that's why I was like, I have to see what are you guys doing this year? What's the vibe?
I wish they at least did a sketch of what she could have looked like. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be good? Like, she's like, I couldn't make it. I'm too far along. But here's what I would have worn if I was maybe like at 7 months instead of 9 and about to burst.
Or I just wish she would have like taken pictures at home, like in what she just was going to wear. You know what I mean? Like, she's fabulous. You know that the house that she's staying in is fabulous.
She could have her own proxy, like Met Gala. Yeah. Yeah,
no, that's how I want a proxy. I just want to see the pictures of what she was going to wear. You know what I mean? And just like take them on your estate. Just please for the on peon. Your estate. For us peons.
Yeah, fair enough.
So last but certainly not least, ASAP Rocky dropped a video recently where it seems that he proposed to Rihanna. He was wearing a grill that says marry me and she was wearing a grill that says I do. In this video, he also ended up taking a shot at Chris Brown and saying, in quotes, I don't beat my bitch, I need my bitch. So, you know, we're just always kind of toeing the edge when you're talking about ASAP Rocky.
That's a verbal assault. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So in some people, ASAP.
Lots of legal issues.
ASAP and assault. I think that's in some. So we'll see where this ends up. We'll have updates for you in August. And we'll be monitoring. So the unsolicited advice we already gave, just don't fight.
Just stop. Go be happy with Rihanna and raise your little cute baby.
Come on, ASAP. Do better.
Yeah.
Okay. Time for our Q&A.
Yep.
We were asked, who will have kids first? That's evident, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if the Lord wills it,
the Lord,
it'll be me.
It will be you, my friend. I just know it. I'm certainly not going to get pregnant anytime soon. I can assure you. I told my wife.
They didn't ask who was going to get pregnant first. They said who's going to have kids first.
I'm just saying. I'm just clarifying for the peoples. They don't know. They don't know my life. Yeah, it'll definitely be you. I'm on the fence about having kids still. Yeah. I don't know if I want them.
I know.
But if you have, you know, you definitely want kids. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just be an auntie to your
it's
kids.
It's a team effort. So, you know, it takes a village.
Yes, exactly. And I'll be like the fun one. So I'm going to need a couple years until they can like talk and be sarcastic.
That's fine.
I don't do like poopy diapers. I could try.
I think my husband will also be very unentertained with him until they can start sassing with him.
You know what's good though? My wife loves newborns. Watch out. She loves to smell their heads.
They have a really great, I mean, babies just smell so good, like in a weird way. It's kind of creepy because sometimes I'm like, is this like what a placenta smells like?
Ew.
You know, like why do you, because they like they literally haven't really been anywhere.
After they've been out for a while though, would you smell like newborn?
6 month old? Like no, you don't smell good anymore. You just smell like a human. Yeah. Like you probably smell like baby soap and lotion. You know what I mean?
That
but
smells
like,
good.
It's like the first couple weeks, months, you're like, you just have this newborn smell.
All right. So you and my wife are on the same level. I don't know. I mean, yeah, they smell like baby. I know with a smell, but I'm not ooh, give me that. Like, jar that up. You know, my wife is like, literally like, oh my God, I love that scent. To the point that I'm like, give me the baby back. Stop. Put your nose, take your nose off that baby's head. It's getting weird now.
Okay. Sure, it's not getting weird.
All right. So I'm just warning you.
Well, next time we have some drinks, I'm going to try and convince you to become parents again, because that's
when I'm drunk.
Apparently my activity.
Yeah, when you drink more, you're like, you'll be the best mommy. You get really sweet with me. You're like, you'd be so great. I'm like, you should maybe get drunk more often and give me compliments.
No, thanks. Once a quarter feels right.
Yeah, because that's the only time you get drunk.
Oh, yeah, okay. I get drunk enough to give you compliments.
Okay, fine.
All right, our second question. Somebody is asking us for advice.
All right.
They said, whenever my mother-in-law comes over, she makes comments about me not fulfilling my wife's as a duty. My duties as a wife.
My wife's as a duty.
She makes comments about me not fulfilling my duties as a wife. Specifically, she comments on my body, what I cook, how I clean my house, or how clean my house is, etc. What would you guys do?
First of all, does this mother-in-law listen to Legally Judgy? Because if you do, we love you, girl.
Yeah.
But secondly,
imagine it's like a team, like a family account for our Patreon.
That's not good. This is not good.
This is not Netflix. Get your own accounts.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not sharing passwords here, people.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. What's your advice?
What would I do? I'd talk to my wife first to be like, hey, you picking up on this? Because I have a strict, like, I don't want to fight with my in-laws.
Yeah, I think that's a good rule.
Like, you know,
that's a solid rule.
There's, like, I've seen the most chaotic families. It's the in-laws who don't mind fighting with each other. I like to funnel everything through my wife. Like, I am the spokesperson for my family.
That makes sense.
And she is the spokesperson for her family.
Yeah.
And I really want to avoid any assault charges on my end. I'm going to take my own advice that I gave ASAP, you know,
ASAP Rocky.
I'm not trying to do that. You know, like I just think that, and especially cause in-law shit, like you never know what's going to go down and you can always recover from your own fights with your own family better than I think an in-law could. Like my family is going to hold a grudge more so against an in-law than they would with me.
1,000%. You're their child / sibling
and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I would tell my wife, hey, you got to tell your mom to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she didn't do, like my wife would though, that's like our number one thing. We always are very good about that. But I have heard where it's more difficult. And like the wife, especially will like tell the husband. I've heard instances close to me. Uh-huh. And the husband is more like a mama's boy.
Oh.
And so.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I would never marry that type of person personally. Yeah. So that's, I would go through that. Yeah. And if that didn't work, I don't know what to tell you, girl. No,
<That's> helpful.
I guess I don't even know if you're a girl. Sorry, but I'm just trying to be funny. Oh no, you say wife. Okay. I'm trying to make sure that I have the pronouns correct. So I guess you presumably, I don't know if you have a wife or husband or whoever your spouse is, I would say talk to the spouse first, see if you can get them on board and see if the spouse can talk to their mom mm-hmm. about whatever it is they're doing and drawing boundaries and trying to be more respectful, especially when they're in your home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely go to my husband first and be like, hey, have you noticed this? This is how I'm feeling at the very least. I try to be like, this is how I feel
mm-hmm.
instead of blaming, because I know that like if somebody said something about my brother, I would be like, hold on, we can fight, because I am very protective over my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think that like I'm rational enough that like I can understand and read a situation.
Yeah.
But I also like, that's my family. You know what I mean? Like they've raised me. I am protective over them and I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that they always had the best intentions. So I would have to be like, I don't know how I got there.
We're just in it now, girl. You keep going wherever you want to go.
I'm getting too passionate. Okay. Long story short, I would definitely start off by telling my husband. That's what I was trying to say. Like, I would be like, hey, this is, oh, right. I always say that, like, I feel this way so that I don't, like, throw out accusatory statements. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that he doesn't have to get protective
mm-hmm.
or, you know, defensive over his own family. Not that this has actually ever come up, quite frankly, in the past 11 years, but it could in one day. So I would be like, okay, well, this is how I feel about the situation. Like, this is how, you know, I'm feeling and when this person XYZ comes around, mm-hmm. what do you think? How do you want to handle it? And I would like let him do it. And I would hope that he would do the same thing with me.
Mm.
Now, if it got to the point where like really aggressive things were being said and he wasn't like there to respond in the moment, I also find you have to like find the balance between like stockpiling evidence against people
mm-hmm.
and responding to it later versus like in the moment. So for instance, if she was like, why are you cleaning the house like this? Like, you don't put the dishes here and you know, you're not scrubbing this hard enough. I would probably be like very not passive aggressive, but like, well, this is like what works for us. And this is how we've decided that like, we like our home.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then it's like a we statement. We're a team. I'm not being a bitch. I'm just telling you like factually, this is my space.
Yeah.
And hopefully she respects that. I don't know.
Yeah. I would probably use humor to be honest. Like I would go to my wife first. And then if the comments were unrelenting, I would probably just be like, if the same comment was made to me, I'd be like, well, you can clean it if you want. I'd love that. And probably, but I'd say it in a funny way. I'm also sarcastic. So like everyone's prepared for that.
You are. That's fair.
Right. Like it's not like someone who's never sarcastic just says that. Like I would deliver it in a funny way.
Yeah.
I was just reading back this. The comments about your body, though, is probably more difficult because that actually has nothing to do with you being a wife. That's just your body. I mean, I guess
like old their opinion people, is. You know what I mean? Not just old fashioned people. Let me not say that. It's like diminishing, whatever the word is. But like there are people who I think believe that you're supposed to like maintain yourself in a certain way for your partner,
that's not
spouse,
very
et cetera.
Body positive.
It's not. It's not at all. Also, like
I'd be like, look in the fucking mirror.
Oh,
I'm younger than you.
Here it comes.
I'm just kidding.
I'm younger than you. Yeah. How about your wrinkles?
Yeah, that's
Nancy.
What I was if I wanted to be my pettiest, I mean that's the thing though. I have to control that because I do think a lot of petty things.
Yeah,
that would be weird. I also really get along with my mother-in-law, so that would be so weird.
But there are a lot of people who don't get along with their in-laws. So I've definitely heard a lot about stuff like this. It always feels quite passive aggressive too.
Oh yeah.
Like they always would be like, I would never cook that for my son. You know what I mean?
Terrible. Yeah, I mean, I also, for what it's worth, if like my parents made this comment to my wife, I would probably say something.
What if you weren't
right
there,
then
though?
And there?
Like, what if somebody in her family said something to you and she wasn't in the room?
Oh, so,
like,
I would definitely talk to them. Yeah, I'm very fiery.
Like, they were like, you're too short.
Oh, man. I can't do anything about that.
Sorry.
That's what I would say.
Your hair is not coiffed enough.
Dude, I'm working on Rogaine. See? I just would use humor.
I don't think that has to do with that. I'm not saying the amount of hair. I'm just saying it's not like, you know, in your perfected side stroke.
Yeah, today it's definitely not. Yeah, I didn't care today. My in-laws weren't coming over. Yeah, that would be, I don't know. I would just be sarcastic. I'd be funny. I try to diffuse things with humor and then be like, why do you care so much? Right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you care?
You're definitely better at humor. If somebody was commenting on my body, I would probably take it places I didn't want to. And I would
even
like,
with
have
your
to
in-law?
Reflect on that. I don't know. Not with like my parent in-laws, because I do think I, you know, was raised in a family like you respect your elders. But if like a sibling kind of in-law said something, I'd be like, do you want to open this can?
Sibling in-laws are different. But like father, mother, parent in-laws are, yeah, it's like respect your elders.
But sometimes siblings can be I don't know. Maybe that's not true.
Pettier.
They can be pettier, but I do feel, yeah, I don't know. It's hard. Because you want to, like you said, you want to keep that good dynamic with your in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're married to somebody who you presumably love and want to stay with and continue to, like, have these family moments. So
you could take it as, like, a learning lesson, too. And if you wanted to take a more rational route, I guess if this mother-in-law comments on the body, you could say, well, like, what's the issue? If you really wanted to get deep and be like, why do you think that? And I would question them and their beauty standards.
I definitely would not let somebody comment my body around my kids because those things are, like, very... Like, that shapes the fundamentals of, like, how kids see themselves.
Yeah, it's very toxic. I mean, all of this stuff is very toxic. Anyway, you know, we're sorry that this is happening. Yeah. If you want more advice, hit us up in the DMs. We got you.
We've got lots of it.
If you want us to show up and handle it, we will.
Yeah, we will fight.
Yeah, I have no problem. I'll use the humor.
Assault charges.
Assault charges, here we come. All right, and with that, we got to move into our exclusive patron-only segment. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another wonderful episode. Don't forget to tell everybody you know about us, please. And then tell only the people that love us to go leave us a 5-star rating and write us a wonderful Apple review because we really want to increase our 4.7. We kind of got tanked lately. You know, we're told not to complain. So this isn't me complaining. It's just me saying, go help us make it higher.
Yeah, please.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Legally Judgy. We hope you enjoyed listening to us talk as much as we love the sound of our own voices.
If you did, please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Also join us on our Patreon for more judgy shits and giggles. Until next time.
Bye.